Finally, after weeks of speculation, Mexico's Security Secretary Omar Garcia Harfuch dropped a bombshell last week. 17 relatives of Ovidio Guzman Lopez, son of the infamous Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, were quietly escorted across the U.S.-Mexico border near Tijuana under a covert agreement with the Trump administration. Let that sink in. While thousands of migrants fleeing violence or poverty are met with razor wire, detention centers, and deportation flights, the family of a man whose cartel is officially labeled a foreign terrorist organization waltzed into the United States with suitcases in hand. No handcuffs, no chaos, just a secret deal, shielded from public scrutiny. I'm your host, and today we're confronting the glaring hypocrisy at the heart of this story. Because this isn't just about a backroom negotiation, it's about how exceptions for the powerful corrode the very idea of equal justice. It's about what happens when national security becomes a bargaining chip for the privileged, while the vulnerable are left to navigate a system rigged against them. First, let's connect the dots. Ovidio Guzman Lopez isn't just any cartel figure. He's a key leader of the Sinaloa Cartel, an organization responsible for flooding U.S. streets with fentanyl, destabilizing entire regions of Mexico, and contributing to over 100,000 overdose deaths in the United States last year alone. The State Department designates his cartel as a foreign terrorist organization. Yet, video footage obtained by CBS News shows his relatives, mother, siblings, children, crossing into San Diego like VIPs greeted by federal agents who knew exactly who they were. Meanwhile, in the same fiscal year, the Department of Homeland Security processed over 700,000 removals and returns of non-citizens, the highest number in a decade. ICE alone deported 271,484 people, and nearly 70% of them had no criminal record. Teachers, nurses, asylum seekers following every legal step, many of them turned away or expelled under Title 42, a pandemic-era policy that's still being weaponized. So why the red carpet for the Guzmans? Reports from the Daily Beast suggest Ovidio is cooperating with U.S. prosecutors, trading intelligence on rival cartels in exchange for leniency and safe passage for his family. Now, let's be clear, leveraging informants isn't new. But here's the problem, transparency. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has publicly slammed the U.S. for failing to disclose the terms of this deal, calling it a violation of Mexico's sovereignty. And she's right. If this arrangement is above board, why the secrecy? What guarantees do we have that this intelligence is worth compromising our values, or that it isn't being used to eliminate rivals rather than dismantle the cartel ecosystem? This isn't justice. It's transactional diplomacy. It says that if you're connected enough, violent enough, useful enough, the rules don't apply. But what about the asylum seeker who waits years for a hearing only to be denied because of a paperwork error? Or the parents separated from their child under zero tolerance while the Guzman family strolls through intact. Imagine this. You're fleeing a gang that murdered your brother. You present yourself at a port of entry, request asylum, and spend months in a detention center. Your case is delayed, your trauma ignored. Eventually, you're deported, back to the danger you escaped. Now imagine opening your phone and seeing a cartel heir's family whisked to safety, their crimes erased because they had leverage. That's the inequality we're enabling. This double standard isn't just unfair, it's a betrayal. It tells the world that commitment to rule of law is negotiable, that a border isn't a line of principle, but a toll booth where the price of entry depends on who you know or what you can offer. Now, critics will argue, this is how the game works. You cut deals with bad actors to stop worse ones. But when did we decide that the game requires sacrificing transparency and accountability? When did we accept that democracy bends to cartels? Fox 11. Los Angeles reports that lawmakers are already demanding answers, but we can't stop there. If the U.S. is making agreements with cartel figures, the public deserves to know the terms. Mexico deserves a say, and every asylum seeker deserves the same shot at safety, without having to traffic drugs or snitch on rivals to earn it. So here's where we stand. This case isn't an anomaly. It's a symptom of a system that prioritizes political expediency over human dignity. but we don't have to accept it. Contact your representatives, demand transparency, insist that equal justice isn't just a slogan we stamp on courthouses. It's a practice we uphold, even when it's inconvenient. Because if we let exceptions for the powerful become the norm, we're not just failing those at the border, we're failing ourselves.